And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And your news is brought to you by Thumb Cellular. The talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. As well as Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer and Bad Axe. And finally, by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding expert. We're going to get started right now. And we're going to get started with some local news. In court this week, a preliminary examination hearing was held for felony criminal sexual conduct charges involving three counts. The prosecution presented a plea offer where the defendant would plead guilty or no contest to two counts, with the remaining count dismissed and no further charges brought concerning the same victim. The defendant, Mark Rolfe, confirmed that he understood his rights and, after consulting with his attorney, voluntarily waived his right to a preliminary examination. The court accepted the waiver, finding it was made knowingly and voluntarily, and has bound the case over to the circuit court for an arraignment scheduled for Monday, March 2nd at 9 a.m. And local water authorities are issuing a friendly reminder to residents during an ongoing cold weather event, allowing faucets and water outlets to run at a slow, steady drip about the thickness of a pencil lead to help keep water moving through the pipes and prevent freezing. Even a small continuous flow can reduce the risk of burst pipes and costly damage during extreme temperatures. Residents are also encouraged to open cabinet doors under sinks to allow warm air to circulate, and to check on vulnerable plumbing in basements, crawl spaces, and exterior walls. Officials say taking these simple precautions now can help avoid bigger problems later. In bitter cold temperatures, slick roads and gusty winds are creating hazardous conditions across Michigan's some region this past week. Meteorologists report wind chill values dipping well below zero, with some areas expected near negative 20 degrees wind chill, my apologies, making it feel far colder than the actual air temperature. Lake effect snow bands and blowing snow have left roadways icy and treacherous, especially on rural and untreated surfaces. Drivers are encountering slick spots, low visibility, and drifting snow, and rapidly changing conditions during commutes. Local authorities and state officials are urging residents to take necessary precautions, including avoiding unnecessary travel while conditions are dangerous, slowing down and allowing extra time for trips due to icy and snow-covered roads, dressing warmly in layers and protecting exposed skin from frostbite and hypothermia, keeping pets indoors and checking on vulnerable neighbors during the cold snap, preparing vehicles with winter emergency supplies if travel is necessary. While plow crews are actively treating major routes, secondary roads may remain slippery. Travelers are reminded to monitor weather updates from the National Weather Service and local authorities as the Arctic air mass persists across our region. And we will be back with some national news after this message from our sponsor.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular.
And we are back with your national news. The nation observed Security Technician Day this week to honor the professionals who install and maintain the country's physical and digital security infrastructure. These technicians play a vital role in protecting schools, businesses, and government facilities. Industry associations are using the day to promote career opportunities in the field, citing a growing demand for skilled labor. The recognition comes as security systems become increasingly complex, integrating AI and biometric technologies. And down in Texas, despite a significant drop in temperatures across the state, their power grid has remained stable with no reported outages. Enhanced winterization of gas plants and a surge in battery storage capacity have been credited for the grid's improved performance. ERCOT officials noted that wind and solar generation provide a substantial buffer during peak demand hours, and the stability marks a significant milestone in the state's ongoing effort to prevent a repeat of past energy crises. And in our capital, President Trump has signed H.R. 224, a bipartisan bill aimed at expanding mental health resources and vocational training for returning veterans. The legislation provides increased funding for community-based clinics and streamlines the process for disability claims. The bill received broad support from veterans organizations, which have long advocated for better transition services. Supporters say the law will help reduce veteran homelessness and improve long-term employment outcomes for those who have served. And we will be right back with some international news after this message from Morel Equipment.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morel Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morel. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morel Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morel Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we are back with some international news for you. World leaders and tech executives gathered in Davos this week to discuss the implementation of global AI ethics standards. The primary focus of the summit is ensuring that AI development does not exacerbate existing social inequalities or compromise individual privacy. Several major tech companies have pledged to follow a safety-first development framework. However, activists argue that without legally binding international treaties, voluntary pledges may not be enough to prevent misuse of the technology. And archaeologists in Luxor have uncovered a previously unknown tomb that appears to link the 18th and 19th dynasties of ancient Egypt. The site contains well-preserved murals and artifacts that provide new insights into the transition of power during that era. The discovery is being hailed as one of the most significant finds of the decade. Egyptian authorities plan to open a portion of the site to the public after further stabilization and cataloging are completed. And the Brazilian government has designated an additional 2 million hectares of the Amazon rainforest as protected indigenous territory. The move is part of a broader strategy to curb illegal logging and mining in the region. Environmental groups have praised the decision, but note that enforcement will remain a challenge due to the vastness of the area. The government has promised to increase satellite monitoring and ground patrols to ensure the new protections are respected. And we will be right back after this message from our final sponsor, Bresky Builders.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we are back, and at this time, we have one obituary for your... well, for your obituary needs this week. Harold K. Grimmel Jr., age 93 of Sebring, passed away Monday, January 19, 2026 at Bayview Gardens Assisted Living and Memory Care under the care of Compassus Hospice. Harold was born in Sebring on November 12, 1932. He married Lillian Horan on November 27, 1953. She preceded him in death in 2007, and he would later remarry to Marilyn R. Fritz on March 12, 2010. Harold is blessed with a large family, including his wife Marilyn, children Walter, Kathy, Larry, and his stepchildren Nancy, Shirley, Diane, and Marlene, as well as grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Visitation will be held Sunday, January 25th, 2026, at Youngel and Mellendorf Funeral Home Incorporated in Sebring from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funeral service will be Monday, January 26th, 2026, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Burial will be private at New Bayport Cemetery, and memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church Endowment Fund or the Harold and Lillian Grimmel Scholarship for a Student in Veterinary School at MSU. You can share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com. And here at the station, it's cooling down again, 2 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are still staying calm, though, which is a good sign. Visibility is around 10 miles, so pretty visible out there. Just make sure to stay safe, stay warm, and make sure to be aware of your surroundings. And if you want more news, weather, and obituaries, you can go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere.